Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie and crew.
I'm happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you, too. It's been a long time.
It's been a long week.
It's been, yeah, it sounds like it's been a really long week for you guys.
Yeah, but good. We're excited to be here. Brad and Ryan and myself here for a 2 o'clock hour on the Annie Fry Show here on 97.1 FM Talk. I want to talk about the poll. You said this week, did you end up having a flat tire?
No, I had a tire that was about to bust, but it was going to leave me on the side of the road somewhere.
So the YouTube live chat poll is, have you had a flat tire in 2025? And depending on how this... Okay, so let's, before we discuss this amongst ourselves, what percentage of our audience would have to vote yes to this to make you go, well, that's a lot? Because, I mean, you don't, if 75% of our audience said yes, that would be like a gigantic story.
That is a lot.
So if it's 5%, that would be 1 in 20, right? 1 in 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
If 5% of the people on this poll end up saying yes, that means 1 in 20 people in 2025 have experienced a flat tire. I would still think that's kind of high. Like, if I'm sitting in a room and there are 20 people and one of you is guaranteed to, in the last 4 months, had a flat tire, I would still think that's pretty high. So gauge for yourself right now, 1 in how many people would you start to lean in and go, well, that seems kind of strange. That seems kind of fishy.
Since we're talking about just this year, we're talking about just the first quarter of the year, I would say it would need to be around a quarter of the people. 25%.
25% say yes, and you would have,
would say,
your eyebrows,
okay,
going
something,
up.
Something
not just
weird.
Common road hazard.
Right.
What about you, Brad?
I was
going
to say about 1 in 10 would really get my eyebrows going, so about 10% of the people.
Trisha, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was 1 in 5, too. About 25%.
That's 20%.
I was 1 in 5, about 20%.
So
1 in 4.
We've got 213 votes on the poll right now. I have had 3 flat tires this year.
That's a lot.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yes. And I'm not very happy about it, which is why I'm asking this question. And I am wondering if I am just the most unlucky person in the world. There's a lot of construction that's out there. Are people who are doing road construction using nails?
Well, you got to nail the road down somehow.
I don't know.
How else is the road going to stay down when it gets windy?
Maybe, like, that's why they're always doing construction.
No.
Winds are blowing
nails
away.
No, but...
Why are there nails on the road?
I would think that it's falling off of other vehicles. And if you're in an area where there's a lot of storms, they're doing a lot of roofing and stuff like that, and they throw that stuff into the back of those trailers and haul it away, I could see that getting onto the roads.
Dang, that's plausible. I don't expect that kind of content from Brad.
I do. That's why he's here.
Oh, you know, it was really weird. Right in the middle of Brad's little talk there, I accidentally turned my headphones up all the way.
Ah!
So I was paying very close attention.
People will say, oh, you went through the construction there. There's a lot of a lot of people and getting flats. Like, there is, that seems like an old wives' tale, mm-hmm. that construction equals more flat tires. Is there any sense to that? Hold on a second. Before anybody answers that question, I'm going to open the phones, but I only want to talk to people who have expertise in this.
Like Brad.
Well, yeah, he's here and I get to do that.
Grew up on construction.
If there is somebody who is like part of MoDOT or IDOT, or if there's somebody who understands why there might be an increased amount of flat tires, I want to speak to you. Now, I can't verify your credentials, but 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Ethan, people who can add context to the story.
I do want to add this, though. The roads seem way, way worse right
they
now
are.
Than ever in my life.
Really,
it's probably
bad.
Donald Trump's fault.
Well, it's both sides of the river. So I can't attribute
Biden's
it
too?
To any sort of political anything. I would think first, the government of Illinois is just not spending any money on what they should. But it's in Missouri, man. Too, although it's mostly downtown. So maybe they're not spending the
right
money.
Those ice storms are bad for roads.
Joe says on YouTube, 270 at 40 in the construction, always cars with flats off the road. I see cars with flats on 255 every day.
I think that may be why we're having more flats, is because the roads are in such bad shape.
They take the nails out of my tires.
Yours are all nails. Yours are all nails. But if it ends up being that you do have a high percentage, I bet that's a contributing factor, because that's why I got my flat.
I come from Madison County, and I don't drive on any bad roads to get to work. There are no roads that to me look like they're in disrepair.
Oh, man. I want to drive your route.
Well, come pick me up, and then your tires can go flat, not mine.
Okay.
It's like, but my tire did go flat.
Ender says, quit running over nails, Annie. Easy. Okay. I'll just Mario Kart my way right in here. Trisha, any flat tire experience?
Not lately. No. Every time I get a flat tire, it's in an alley, though. You drive through any alleys?
What are you doing in the alley?
I don't know. There seems
avoiding
to be a
the
lot
bad
of,
roads.
There seems to be a lot of nails in the alley.
Say, take this shortcut right
here. Do you
here.
Think there's anything to the fact that we've had really strong storms and there's been a lot of wind? Could be pushing nails around.
I'm open to anything because I think I don't want to like lean into this too much, but you could cause a lot of, you could wreak a lot of havoc from the people out there who are havoc wreakers by easily creating a scenario where people could run over things and cause a lot of problems.
Do you think maybe the nails are being blown into the tires by gale force winds?
Possibly.
Or just onto the roads.
Well, somebody in the comments said something about roofs, which made me think about all of the storm damage we've had. And
that's kind of what Brad was saying about
That's what Brad said.
Roof repair folks. Mm-hmm. Julia, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What's the story behind the flat tires? What do you think?
So I'm a home health physical therapist, and I do a lot of driving. And I've been in a lot of storm-damaged areas, and I've had two tire problems in the past 2 weeks.
Ugh. Did you get to, could they be patched?
Yes.
For so long.
Fortunately, they could be.
Yeah. So you think think it's weather-related?
I do, because I know I was in one neighborhood who had, like, their siding was all shot up with the hail damage, and they were all getting new roofs. And I got a flat tire right after I went there.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Julia. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, I mean, maybe that's it. But I've had three. Currently, my front left tire. So I had two tires that had to be replaced. I never even told this story on the air. But on Election Day, April Election Day,
cool.
I was watching my son's baseball game. They ended up winning like 16-14. That game took forever, and I was just thinking, okay, I'll watch the game and then I'll go vote afterwards. And it got to be 6:30 and they were still playing, and so I'm like, I have to leave. I can't not vote. I can't be this person and not vote. Get in the car, whip it out of the parking lot, and my tire thing comes up and it says 28. It's supposed to be 36. It says 28.
Skidoo.
14. 9. And I'm like, crap! So
I better go faster.
Yeah.
The tire store, my house, and the polling place I can get to in a mile. So wherever I drive this car, unless I pull directly over, I can go to the tire store. I have two girls with me, my daughters. I go to the tire store, I could go to my house, or I could go to the polling place. But wherever I went was the last place I was going with that car. And I had at that point about 25 minutes to vote.
Ooh.
And I was feeling pretty bad about not making a plan to vote.
What did she do, folks?
I drove, the tire store was the closest place. So I drove to the tire store, I got my two oldest girls out of the car, and I go, get out of the car, we're running. So I ran down the street with my two girls. From the
tire. Where people are like, that's Annie Fry. What are you doing? Saving democracy.
Yeah, this is my plan. I should have had like a sandwich board on me. Vote no matter what. There's, I don't know, like 100 people who voted in my precinct. I was one of them. So I'm running down the street. And I told my girls, because we had to run past my house in order to get to the polling place. I go, when we get past the house, you go inside. My littlest is like, I gotta pee. Of course you do. Like, what would make the story more exciting than you having to pee? The baseball game is still going on. It's tied like 14-14. It was not a great game. Tied 14-14. My son was DHing. He was up in the bottom of the whatever inning it was. With one out, and he's up. And so we're like running down this road. Left the car behind at the tire store, getting close to the house, and my son successfully lays down a bunt to move the runner over to third. Next guy comes up, and they won 15-14 or 16-14 or something. I don't know. So the game is over. My husband is at the game, which is less than 2 miles away from where we are right now. And I'm like, he calls me. He's like, oh, game's over. I'm like, can you come get me right now? And he's like, right now? And I'm like, yeah, it was 6:48.
Ooh.
At that point. And I'm like, you have to leave right now, and you can probably pick me up as I'm running to the polling place on the side of the road. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll come. So he, in his vehicle, comes up on the side of me, like, as my girls are going into the house, he pulls over on the side of the road, I get in the car, we get to the polling place, which is a quarter mile from where my house is, and I walked in to vote at 6:58 and was able to vote.
Wow. All that for a Kamala Harris vote.
She was not on the April local ballot.
Well, then you should have come to my precinct.
But folks, you probably should make a plan. Because that is an example of why your stupid flat tires, which where did I pick that up? I don't understand it. And that was the third flat tire that we have had. Dan, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Why are there so many flat tires going on right now? Dan, you there?
Yes.
What? Right. Do you have a flat tire explanation?
I'm a union carpenter. If you're around bridge work, most of that work is done by carpenters. All of the concrete is poured inside of concrete forms, which are put together by nails. It all has to come back apart. Now, at the end of the workday, we sweep the roads. But if you're passing under a bridge that's under construction, you're going to be running over nails.
Well, I'm going to have to think about my...
That's just the way life works.
All right, Dan.
Got to keep the roads going. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do. Let's see here. Stan, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on what I think is a flat tire epidemic? Go ahead.
Are you talking to Stan?
Yes, I am.
Hey, so I live in Belleville, and new roofs.
Yeah?
People put new roofs on houses, and... I always run over roofing nails, so maybe you need to check, see what you're running over, and maybe it's in your neighborhood.
Roofing nails. Okay, I think. Thank you, Stan, for the phone call. That seems to be the consensus of what makes the most sense.
So not just for voting, but for avoiding nails, you need to come up with a plan based on what Dan and Stan said.
This is why we pay you.
Dan confirmed that they're just trying to nail down the roads, like I said at the beginning.
Yeah. And bridges.
And
word
bridges.
For word. And
yep.
Bridges.
Mm-hmm. Word for word.
So have any... Was your problem with your tire... What caused it?
There was a goiter on it.
Don't say that word.
It's horrible.
It was all bulbous and pushed out.
You know what
you
do
say it was moist?
Right?
No, but it looked because it was all shiny, like it was a bucket.
What caused it? I didn't ask what it was. I asked what caused it.
I hit a pothole in downtown St. Louis. I know exactly what happened.
So the impact caused the distribution of the air inside to...
Brad could probably explain this better.
I thought you'd give it a shot.
Broke the cords in the sidewall.
Broke the cords in the sidewall.
So you got a new tire.
I had to get one right then because I didn't see it until that moment. Yeah. So I had to get a new tire. It hadn't gone flat, but it was about to. It was about to bust.
So you know that yours is bad roads.
Mine is bad roads.
Why did you hit a pothole so hard?
I don't know. It looks like fun at the moment. Yeah. And then later you're like, that wasn't that fun.
Deep regret.
Yeah, I had to get all new tires because they were bald. They were balder than me.
It's pretty bald.
Yeah. And I got those nice grooves in my head.
Nice tread. You can stick a penny in there and
try to shave it, but measure it's like, the ears. Man, it's kind of bumpy.
Yeah, off-road shaver. Yeah.
So no, but no, none of you have had flats.
I got a nail in my tire probably a month ago. It was
64, maybe.
Yeah, I was on 64. I'm assuming that's where I picked it up. I could have picked it up anywhere between here and home.
So you're a yes.
Yes, I mean it didn't go all the way down on me. The light came on, and I went and checked it, and it's like, oh, there's the nail right there.
I haven't had one. I have had one in the past year or so, but not this year.
And Ryan, you've only had goiters.
Only that were goiter your fault. Tire. That wasn't an option on the poll today. It was yes, no, more than one. And I was like, can you put goiter?
No. I was actually trying to avoid it.
And you said no, so I guess.
I'm a yes, more. I'm a more than one category here, which is why I'm so obviously soapboxy about it. Come tell us what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. You can leave your comments, especially if you're a more than one-er. Like me, right now, more than one, we are the three percenters. But I'm not the only one, so that's the interesting part. Also, I'm curious, let's finalize our numbers in our head. Like, how many yeses is indicative of, this is a bigger problem than just your casual road hazard situation. Annie Fry YouTube channel for that. Trisha, you saying, please?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. We'll have Trisha, Brad, Ryan, and myself back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
YouTube says, I feel like the AFS jinxed me by saying no in this poll. Don't want to go out and drive now. Well, I don't want to jinx people, but I do want to know if you have had a flat tire in 2025. Yes, no, or you've had more than one. I'm a more than one. Brad said he's had one. Trisha and Ryan, not yet. We're not going to talk about Ryan's tire problems, though, because there are gross words involved.
Mm-hmm. My tire was moist.
Oh, gosh. I got pulled over today.
What? Did you?
Yeah.
But why?
You want to talk about it?
I would like to hear. Were you speeding?
Yeah. I haven't even told Jared this. Jared?
You want me to call him?
Yeah.
Just hold the phone up while you talk.
I had a meeting this morning, a 10 o'clock appointment. And there's so much stuff going on the road that I live on right now because they're curbing everything and they're putting in sidewalks and bike paths or something. I don't know. And I was delayed in leaving because I was kind of trying to see what was going on at the house because there are people in my yard frequently marking things and everything. Dog's going crazy. So I was late to leave and I'm driving on the road and it's a 4-lane road with a turn lane in the middle of it. And there aren't really that many places to turn off here. And it's right off the highway, the Interstate 270. So people, I think the speed limit is 40. It might be 45. This is part of my problem. And I'm driving and I look over and there's a police officer. So my next immediate action is to look down and see how fast I'm going. And I was going 59.
Okay.
59 is too fast in a 40.
Yeah.
In between towns.
Yeah.
It's not like there's schools it's not a school crossing or anything, but I was definitely going over. I looked at the police officer sitting in his car. I looked at my speedometer and I said out loud, I'm getting pulled over. And then his wheels started to move. So I just pulled off in the next parking lot and pulled into a spot. And I was just like, you come get me right here. And he did. And he walked up to my car and I had the window down. I think he probably knew that I was feeling kind of guilty because I completely conceded immediately. And this is the craziest part of all of this. Our insurance cards were laying on the counter in the kitchen. And I just happened, I was making my yogurt, my Greek yogurt in the morning.
Like you do.
Like I do. I was going to explain my yogurt, but I'll pass. I looked to the side of where I was making the yogurt and there's the car insurance cards. We got new ones. And I'm like, I should probably put those in my cards. Do you know how many times we've gotten new cards and I find them after we've gotten other new cards in a stack of mail somewhere and they never make it into my vehicle?
Four?
All of the other times. Oh. Like, this might be the first time where I was like, I should put that in insurance. I have insurance. Sometimes I don't have proof of insurance, which is the problem. And this morning I cut right through the middle of it. One for my husband's car, one for my car. I'm like, I should put that in the car. I should put that in the glove compartment. But I was in a hurry, so I just set it on the car seat next to me. I mean, it was like unwrinkled, unfolded, anything, just sitting right next to me. So I pulled in, got my real ID out, which I now have finally, and picked the insurance up. And I had him in my hand and I rolled down the window and he's like, he walks up to me, he's smiling.
I picture you holding both of those things, just smiling like It's the Black Hole Sun video at him.
I don't know what that means.
Hello.
And he walked up, he's like, hey, I'm sorry. And he goes, I'm not giving tickets today. I'm just giving warnings, trying to get people to slow down. I go, well, I really appreciate that because I deserve one. And he goes, yeah, it's pretty easy to drive fast here. He goes, I'll just run this stuff and I'll be right back. And then he ran it and he came back and he goes, have a good day, Miss Annie. And then that was the end of it. And I didn't get a ticket and I will not speed there anymore. And I am so grateful that he handled that the way it was because I know that I was driving too fast. I knew immediately. But when I saw him, do you know what this is like? When I saw him, I was like, I have no idea how fast I'm driving. It wasn't like I knew that I was, but I mean, that's an explanation, not an excuse, which is what I say to my kids all the time. That's the why, but that doesn't make it okay.
I tell this story all the time. I had left my phone at work and you had it. Do you remember this?
The powerhouse
long
in Union Station.
Ago.
Yeah, I totally
you
remember
had
this.
My phone and we connected through Facebook that you had it and I was driving so fast to go get it, just up. It was 157 and police officer comes down a hill and I look down and I'm like, shoot. So he pulls me over. I know he's going to, and he walks up and he's like, hey, do you know why I pulled you over? I'm like, yes, I was speeding, but I didn't see you there. He just kind of like,
you're like, because you're really good at your job and I was really bad at driving.
I'm like, I am really sorry, but I did not see you. And he kind of chuckled and I'm like, and I also don't have my phone or my insurance card. And he's like, wow. And I'm like, but I am really
sorry.
And
that killed a man.
I am really yeah. sorry. And he just kind of laughed. He's like, you know what? Slow down. Go get your phone and have a nice day. I'm like,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Did you slow down after that?
I did. Yeah, it worked. And I got a good story about it.
One of you guys asked a question. It might have been Ethan in our X's and Y's segment. Why do girls cry when to get out? What was the question? Why do girls cry to get out of tickets? Or why do girls?
Or is it a tactic or something like
do
that?
Do they actually do it?
Was that your question?
I don't remember. Maybe. I'm still curious about it, though.
The first thought I had was, how am I going to handle this? And then I was like, you're not going to handle it. Just take it. Just take whatever they bring to you. Is that the right way to do it? Okay, Ryan, if you get pulled over and you know you are speeding, how are you handling the situation?
I think I probably am probably going to put on a little show, you know? Like they're going to walk up and I'll be like,
unbutton the top button.
Back the blue, my man. You're looking at the guy who backs the blue. That's what I start with. And then we go into all the flags that I have with the back blue line
like
on
like red flags?
Yeah. other laws that I've broken that were worse.
Grammar?
Yep.
You're like, this isn't even bad,
sir. If
you
think this is bad, you don't even want to know about the money laundering.
How do you really handle it?
I just sort of sit there and I just kind of laugh because it's a goofy situation. I just wait to see what the mood the guy's
it's
in.
An awkward laugh.
It's a super awkward situation because everything, they have all the power. If you know you were doing something wrong, they have all the power. And what I appreciate, and this is obviously because I didn't get a ticket, but what I appreciate is we're trying to get people to slow down. And, you know, the act of pulling me over, which I deserve to be pulled over and could not have, like, I was speeding. It's just the way it was. The act of trying to get people to slow down, what he did will get me to slow down there and pay more mm-hmm. attention. And if you're trying to make money off of the locals, then you write the tickets. If they run my stuff, I don't have anything on my record. So if they run my stuff and they see that I speed all the time and I'm still not paying attention, I've gotten tickets or whatever, then that's a different scenario. But I appreciate that they were willing to send a message and that the message was the most important thing.
Would you ever cry to get out of a ticket?
I would never intentionally try to cry to get out of a ticket. But if I were super stressed out in a moment, I might start crying.
Could tip you over.
For instance, this week has been a very stressful week for me. And it's not bad stress. It's just a lot all at once. Like in the midst of Friday going to Chicago for the Red Gala, and then we had the rally on Sunday, and then that night I flew to D.C., and then I flew back from D.C. on Wednesday morning, did the show here. We had a track meet and a baseball game that night. The baseball game got rained out. The track meet didn't get rained out until we stood there for 45 minutes. And then last night we had a doubleheader and a spring concert, a doubleheader for Charlie in Sage, a spring concert for the two girls at their school. It's just a super lot. Like there, after he was like, he approached me and was really not a jerk about any of it. And honestly to say, if he would have written me a ticket, that doesn't inherently like make
fair.
Him a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the fact that he let me off, but I felt an immense amount of mercy in that moment, and I did kind of get a little like in the moment about it, and I'm like, I cannot cry here. Like then I'm gonna be the girl who cried while she got pulled over. I cannot do that. But that was a emotional reaction to a little grace and mercy that I didn't deserve, but I was very grateful to have. Brad, how are you reacting when you get pulled over, and how often do you get pulled over?
I don't even want to say because I don't want to jinx myself.
It's a ton.
It's usually
all
the time. I do not cry. It's like, yeah, you got me.
I cry to get out of anything.
We knew that. Right? That's why we didn't know.
I think this play is really boring. I start crying.
Yeah, I usually just, you know, I get my identification and my insurance card out and ready. And they're like, do you know how fast you were going? And I'm like, 140. And they're like, no. And then I slide them a 50. And I'm like, are you sure it wasn't 140?
That's a weird story.
You don't usually BS like that.
I don't think I'm doing this right. I was going 59 and it was a 40, maybe a 45, but I'm
you
not sure.
Sure,
really
it wasn't
sure.
140 because really I need some street cred, my
I
man.
That street
cred. I had to get to Walgreens really, really fast.
And they're like, bribes? We love those.
Write me the ticket and then I hang it on the wall. No. I usually just try to be as polite as I can. I'm sorry. Was in a hurry. I'll be honest with them, whatever the situation was. Now, I didn't see that sign there saying it was 35. I thought it was 45, that sort of thing. But
is that a lie?
No.
That sounds like a good lie.
I asked that.
One time it was a back road in Freeburg. I got pulled over and the cop was mad. And he's like, do you know how what the
really
speed
small?
Limit is? I don't remember. He was mighty, though. And he, he pulled me over
it.
And got it. He turned around, came out, and started yelling at me. He's like, do you know what the speed
you're
limit
fast,
is here?
You're going
and
I was mighty.
Like... It's an unmarked back road. I thought that, you know, an unmarked road. I thought that defaulted to 55. That was my understanding.
Oh, this and he, is a 25, sir.
And he said, it's 35 miles an hour. And I was like, there's not a sign here saying that. And he's like, it's right back there.
So
and
you argued with him. And then you gave him a thumbs down.
And I gave him the thumbs down. And he went back. He actually did go back and look at the, and he's like, no, that sign was obstructed. Slow down. Here's your ticket.
Brad goes,
Ryan,
that was a 25, huh? You sure it wasn't a 50?
Brad's story is about getting pulled over and correcting the cop, and the cop's like, yes, sir.
You're right.
Well, let me look up the law here in this province.
You know what?
Right attitude.
Up. You do what you're doing,
Brian
sir.
Is going to try that next time, and Trisha, you're going to have to get him out of jail.
Yes.
Or we leave him there to teach him a lesson.
Yo, the last time I got pulled over, man, I'm so mad. And if you live in Marine, Illinois, I'm calling you out right now.
That's not a lot of people.
What do they got, like two cops?
Yeah, like four of them.
Because there's one
Were
road.
Were you going to Highland?
I don't even remember. I was going through Marine for some reason, and I was on 143. It's the main road.
Yeah, that's the road.
The road. And there's a section of that road that drops to 25 miles an hour
yes, for
about
people like
three
you.
Car lengths. It says school zone. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, hey, I'm in a school zone.
It's right next to the school, bro.
It doesn't last long enough for you to say I'm in a school zone.
But there's the school
well,
is on
the
road.
Going.
It wasn't even school. It was like summer. It didn't even matter.
Summer school.
And the guy
what
is like, oh, you know how fast
buses,
you're going? I'm like, yeah, I know how fast I was
guards.
Going. Because I went right by that freaking sign at like 50.
Did you say to it like, Brad, if you're going to want to go check that sign back there, I think you'll understand the situation
not
better.
That went down.
Nah, I got a better way of doing that. I said, I think you're, is your boot untied? And then I just peeled out.
And he goes, oop.
And he goes, well, doggone it, my boot is untied. And by the time he got done untying it, I was in Highland.
I was out of his jurisdiction.
Well, I don't even know if it was Maryville or Glencarbon police. I'm sorry. I've learned my lesson. I won't do it again. I hope. In front of you in the Trisha method.
That's it. I think just honesty
yeah.
is the key.
Come vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Have you had a flat tire in 2025? Yes, no, or you've had more than one. We'll wrap this up with the results. When we come back, we've got 250 votes so far, and I can't wait to find out what shakes out in the yes, no percentage here. Leave us your comments as well, and we'll feature some of those on your flat tire scenarios when we come back. Don't go away.
This. Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
Everybody's hometown. Katie on the YouTube channel says, yes, I was in Chicago on a kid's school trip without my husband, and I'm incredibly grateful for the other parents also on that trip. I don't know what I would have done without their help. I was one of those parents. I remember that, Katie. That was in a basketball trip. But yeah, she got a flat tire, and I think that was after we had just gotten one or two of ours. The YouTube live chat poll, if you could decipher that time check there that Ryan just did, is asking you if you've had a flat tire in 2025. Ethan, I don't think you've been in here when we've talked about this. Have you had one yet?
I have not. The last time that I had a flat tire, I'm rolling a year and a half now, I think. So I'm in pretty good shape here.
Mark says, oh man, for the flat tire question, yes, I've had two nails in my tire already this year, and I don't even work construction anymore. That's kind of what I'm dealing with right now. I don't know why I'm picking them up, but it is nails. When the tire's low or flat, they go over and they go, oh yeah, you got a big screw or something in your tire, and you know what happened.
We have not addressed this yet, and it needs to be addressed.
Okay.
When the weather changes, usually it's when it gets cold, why does your air pressure sensor always come on, and you fill up your tires, and it never goes off, and it doesn't matter which car it is, it's always the same?
Ryan, are you resetting the air pressure sensor?
No, I'll answer for him. No, yep. No, he doesn't even know what you just said.
Some you have to reset, some you don't.
In
your Mazda, I bet you have to reset it.
Of course I'm doing that.
No, you're not.
I reset it every day. Every day I get in there and I reset my lights.
Every day.
You just said it never comes off.
Reset.
Bobo asked earlier on the show, what was your least favorite meal from childhood? Any unusual favorites? I recall very vividly when the blue, was it Starkist or something else, fish sticks box came out.
What?
Fish sticks? Did you have fish sticks growing up?
Yes. I know what fish sticks are.
Is this the root of your issue with seafood? Is this where
actually,
it started?
I believe it is. My dad doesn't eat seafood. So I grew up in a household where nobody was making my dad eat seafood. So I could get away with saying I'm not eating it either. And I always remember my dad saying, people would be like, oh, just eat it. It tastes just like chicken. He goes, then I'll have chicken. Which I'm like, that makes a lot of sense to me. But fish sticks is, and I understand what everybody is screaming at your radio right now, but fish sticks is my understanding of seafood, and I can't get past it.
Do you still like fish sticks?
I never have liked.
You never liked?
No,
fish sticks.
Never liked it. Didn't like the smell of them. Didn't like the feel of them. Did you have to finish your meal? Did you have home cooked meals when you were growing up?
Yes.
Regularly, and did you have to clean your plate?
We didn't have to completely clean our plate, but you know, we could push the corn around a little bit. I think get away with
it. Is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know.
Resetting the lights on your car.
Anywho, Ethan, did you have home-cooked meals growing up?
Almost every night.
Did you have to finish your plate?
Yes.
Was your plate made for you for a long time, or did you get to make your own plate?
Made for me, in large part, yeah.
And you had to finish?
Mm-hmm.
Sit there until it's gone?
Yeah.
Anything you'd protest?
not hardcore.
Not really.
Like vegetables on the occasion, but you know, I think deep down I knew that, like, you know, mom's making me eat them because they're good for me.
Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about
a
mom.
Hold on,
I don't believe
that.
Hold
on.
I love that.
Way deep down, that doesn't mean that they would, like, you know, get the belt out and like fasten it to the chair at times. You
Wait,
know, like
what?
Yeah,
what
now?
She's doing this for my own good.
I think, does this have to do with pushing the corner?
No, I would try getting up and leaving, and they'd be like, "All right, you keep getting up. We're just gonna, you know."
They would tie you down and put the food in your mouth
because it's a freaking AD.
No,
that's why
it would fasten me to the chair like with a belt.
That's yes, that's what I just said. They were tying you down.
It was just a way for me to not get
Man,
up.
Man, this was so sweet when he was like, "My mom wanted me to do it," and
well,
I thought that
you guys,
was good.
I
so if I didn't, they would get all the belts
your
out.
I wanted to make sure that, you know, if they were listening, that they weren't hearing that I was an angel child or anything, because that was not the case.
I would have stuck with the first part and just sorted that out in private.
Yeah. I mean, I was amazing, and mom forced
you
me
out here
to eat
trauma
a lot of
dumping.
Food. And
after I got tied down with all the belts, I thought, you know what? Maybe my mom's right about the vegetables. Maybe I should eat my corn.
Corn's not a vegetable.
Maybe I'll eat some butternut squash tomorrow.
Brad, did you have
squash.
To eat all your food?
I never had to be told to eat all my food.
Okay. This story's evolving.
Yeah,
each individual person.
I got to 3:30, honestly. It was never, finish your plate.
It was, where'd the plate
sit back
go?
Down, you've had two already.
Brad, the plate is not edible.
Brad is the person who introduced me to the word chonky.
Chonky.
The plate is not edible. Quit trying to eat it, Brad.
Any fish stick stories for you guys? Any least favorite meals that would get eaten? Am I on my own now?
No.
Come back to me.
No, you're not. But I did. There was a least favorite meal.
What was it?
And I'm so sorry to say this because my mom would make it with a lot of love, but she would stuff bell peppers with hamburger
those.
And oh gosh, whenever it was bell pepper stuffed night, I was like, man, I think maybe I might just go outside and eat grass.
I'd rather die.
You just gave it to Brad.
Yeah, I'd eat that.
Where's Brad? Just throw it up in the air and hope Brad was near.
Yeah, I had a hollow leg.
That boy's got a hollow leg.
More
He's
from,
eating all the cutlery.
More from this category. Bobo wants to know favorite donut. Mine is a cake donut with white icing.
Cake donuts. Yeah. Blueberry cake donuts.
Have you tried by Casey's blueberry donut situation?
Mm-mm.
If you eat a blueberry cake donut from Casey's General Store,
mm-hmm.
and follow it by Diet Coke, Fountain Diet Coke, it tastes exactly like skunk smell.
You weren't selling me before that.
Are you okay?
No. I promise you should. If I bring it in next week, will you guys try it?
Only if somebody straps me down with a bunch of belts.
I'll call my mom now, see if she's free.
I'm going to be walking out of the house with all of Jared's belts. He's going to be, what are you talking about? I'm like, don't worry about it. It's for Ryan.
My apologies, everybody. I actually do like blueberry donuts and Diet Coke.
You have to try this. It's absolutely wild. I got a cake donut with white icing, but it turned out it was blueberry, and I didn't know that. And I had a Diet Coke. This is years ago.
Oh, no.
And I tasted the combination of that, and it was wild. People Oy. Go try it and then video it and like hashtag it and make it a
this
viral
this is the
trend
stuff Annie did instead of drugs.
Flat tire pool, Ethan.
Oh,
you
yeah,
have a job.
That's where I, you know, have to do like my one thing of the show.
False.
262 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Have you had a flat tire in 2025? Not as close as I think any of you perhaps would have thought. 74% say no, 23% say yes, and only 3% say that they've had more than one flat tire
that's
in 2025.
But that's 26% saying yes they have.
That's a lot.
That's over 1 in 4 people. I think that's a lot.
That hit my criteria for a lot.
Yeah. All right. Let me know if you're in on my conspiracy. Stick around for the Mark Reardon Show next on 97.1 FM Talk.